really, I mean, it's lightweight. It's nothing really heavy.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting them out when you want to.
Mm.
If you want to do it every day, that's great.
I don't know how anybody can do it every day. I have no idea how anybody can do it. Like a person that does it, unless they're getting paid for it, I just can't even imagine doing it every day.
Well, let's put it this way. If you like to talk, if you like to hear yourself talk, then you do it every day. Monday through Friday for 20 minutes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Unless they're getting paid for it, I just can't even imagine doing it every day.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 730 of the BFO Far Righty, the 19th of November, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's Join Me Poodle McNoodle a little show. Yo, we have got more voice letters, and Big Fatty went to the P.O. Box. This just into the Not's Gonna Be Jealous desk. 1 month from today, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, will be in the fat cave. Yes? Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. We are at the end of the next to the last week here in November. Oh, y'all, and y'all, Straight Bob, he is coming to the Fat Cave right before Crema, and y'all, it's going to be lovely, just lovely. Of course, that is unless everything just falls to shit. But, and you know, y'all, this is quite possible because, y'all, this weekend is a full moon weekend, and we'll be approaching a full moon in December when Straight Bob is here. So, y'all, crazy things may happen. Oh, you just never know. Yeah, just never know. Now, y'all, let me say, oh, yeah, yesterday I had some lovely, lovely voice letters. And, y'all, I just could not get around to playing all of them. No, Big Patty, you couldn't. And, y'all, there are more to play. So, y'all, don't waste another second, Big Patty. Let's get right to them. Yes?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Patty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the Poodle McNoodle Online Fan Club?
Yes! No, it's
no.
not. No! No!
Hey, Big Fatty, it is Jay the Haunt Cubs calling you from the Delawares. Just calling to say hey. And kind of in response to your podcast on Tuesday, November day the 16th, I believe, regarding those calls you got on about your copiers. I actually do facilities at the job that I work at, and we get those calls, I would say, at least once a month where somebody asks for a number off of a copier. And I know it's a scam, but I can't quite figure out exactly what it is they want or need from that number or what they get out of it, so I don't really see the point of the calls. But usually what we'll do is we'll just tell them that we, you know, have a contract, a national contract with the vendor, and then they always like to hang right up on you. I've gotten to the point now where when they ask me, I'll usually just tell them fuck off or something, and then they hang up anyways, but at least I got my little digs in. Anyway, I just thought I would share that with you, that you are not alone in getting those bizarre calls. So, yeah, your best bet is probably to just not give them any information that they don't need. So, anyway, Big Fatty, I'm enjoying the show as usual. Take good care of yourself. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, dear gussie, y'all. I think we've pissed Nott off. He has invaded. He has invaded the little show tonight. But, no, y'all, that is Jay the Haunt Cub. And, y'all, he is oftentimes a guest on the Gavin show. I don't remember what it is. It was something about or getting skinny or something like that. I don't know. The Dragon podcast. Yes, Dragon getting skinny yes, McFaddy. But y'all, it has just turned into a big old sex talk thing. And y'all, you heard the crew, minus Jay. I don't know. I think Jay was in the chitter chat room at the time, but he was not on the little show. And y'all, they do a little show every Saturday night, I believe. So y'all, you go listen to him over there. And Jay, you're not going to believe this, but when Big Patty went into the coal mine on Thursday morning, y'all, I had a message. And so I typed in the secret code, and y'all, no, that's not what happened when I typed in the secret code. Y'all, that is the Raisin Cane complimentary chicken strips and French fried potatoes and Texas toast. Y'all, I opted for extra French fried potatoes rather than the mayonnaise-laden coleslaw, which Larry Klein said was vile. And but y'all, the French fried potatoes were delicious. But y'all, I've been gassy all afternoon, and I've been burping it all up. But y'all, as soon as I finish with this little show, y'all, I am gonna have some saltine crackers and some of the cheese ball. Yes, McFaddy, it sounds vulgar, but I'm sure it's delicious. But anyway, y'all, I had this call, Jay, and it was another one of these lazy scammers. And y'all, honest to goodness, it was 30 seconds of this person. They didn't say a word. It sounded like they were eating a sandwich. It just sounded like they were eating a sandwich, y'all, and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Yes, McFaddy, you can't believe a whole lot of shit, but can you believe that you got another voice letter from Miss Kathy Bacon?
Okay, Big Fatty, I'm like a big, huge, fat liar because yesterday I did two listen to the show, and again, I did the same thing and cut myself off because I remember Ricky and Julian at the beginning saying that you're the pretty one. Also, do not play this on your show.
Oh, dear gosh, Big Freddy, you need to preview these cellular telephonic device calls. Y'all, that was Miss Kathy, and obviously, I was not supposed to be playing that, but y'all, I will tell you what she said. Because y'all, she was calling to give me an update on the shit that she got all over her jacket, and y'all, everything is just fine. Everything is just fine. But y'all, then I had another, just right before I started recording to the Friday little show, y'all, I had another call from Miss Kathy, but she said, please, McCready, do not play it on the show. And y'all, she was calling to tell me that she had dropped yogurt. Yogurt, you know, those active cultures, all over herself. Y'all, I believe. Y'all, I just don't understand it. I believe Miss Kathy may have an eating disorder. Does Miss Kathy Bacon have an eating disorder? We don't know, y'all, but it sounds like it. So, y'all, please, over the weekend, if you spill some food, think about Miss Kathy Bacon. Yes, Big Patty.
This is UPS calling about an important delivery. This shipment requires someone to be present to sign for it. Delivery is scheduled for today, November 17th. Specific times are not available, but your delivery will occur between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. If no one is available, your driver will leave a notice with options for completing your delivery.
Do not play this on your show.
Oh, dear Gussie, Miss Kathy, why not? Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it said that the mechanical there told me that I was supposed to be getting a package on hump day. Y'all, they never came. So I thought, well, perhaps they tried to deliver it after you left the coal mine. And y'all, so I came in and all day on Thursday, I looked and waited and waited and looked, and nothing came. So, y'all, I don't know if this was a mechanical failure or if someone has sent Big Friday a package or something. But y'all, I just I'm anxious because y'all, it requires a signature. But I probably shouldn't talk about it since Miss Kathy said no.
Hey, Mr. Fatty, this is the Hat M. Tell us more about Boodle the Noodle. Who is he? What is he? As a co-host, He doesn't speak much, or maybe you don't let him speak that much. So maybe you need to stop speaking for a moment and let him take his chance. Thank you for calling. Blah, blah.
Dear Gushy Big Freddy, why does that man think that I am a man? I am Poodle McNoodle. That is a beautiful, lovely girl name, Big Freddy. What is wrong with that? Is he Mexican or something? Poodle McNoodle is pissed at Hat M. So y'all, there may be a big war or something. I don't know. There may be a Poodle McNoodle versus Mexico. I just don't know. But y'all, speaking of Hat M. Y'all, I mentioned I went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, there was something there from Hat M. And y'all, he evidently lives in Budapest, Mexico. And Hat M, all I got to say is I think I can read your return address, but I think you ought to send me an e-letter with it typed out, just so I make sure that I get it correct, because y'all, I do not want to pay for international postage and have it be returned. No, my credit, because you're a cheap ass. But y'all, it is a pink card. Wait, first of all, it was in a purple, big old purple envelope. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. And it was for something outside of Europe. And y'all, there's a big old purple horn stamp on it and everything. But y'all, it is a pink card. Let's see what it is. I'm guessing it is a crema card. No, Big Freddy, it is not a crema. Oh dear Gussie, Big Freddy, you have played the wrong music, dear Gussie.
Make a wish.
Y'all, there seems to be some sort of letter here in all from the Hat M. And y'all, I'm just going to read it to you. Because, y'all, it is not a crema card. No. Oh, dear Gussie, what is this? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, you're not going to believe it. I've received a beaver. Ah, Big Freddy. It says, and y'all, may I just say, you know, I have said many times on this little show how much I admire Hat M. Because, y'all, he is multilingual. And, Big Freddy, when you say it, it sounds vulgar. But, y'all, I'm really impressed that this young man is such a man of the world. He's a man of the world. But, anyway, I'd like to read this to you. Y'all, it says, Dear Mr. Fatty, I heard you like scratching. How strange pigs do like it, too. So here are some local, genuine Mexican scratching cards to play with. You don't have to ruin the show by scratching yourself live on the app. Valga! And y'all, he wrote that. But if you have time to waste, take a chance and fill up the show with useless game talk. How Vera!
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Dare you! Okay, anyway, unfortunately, I haven't found pig cards. It seems pigs are no more used to promote any lucky scratching game. It is unusual and revolting. I should make that angry old man from the I'm guessing it's the Tinia Mime Show, to writing a compliment a complaint letter to the local office. So instead, I got you some beavers. And y'all, there are three cards here. And y'all, I couldn't tell you. I can win $5.000.00 FTs. Y'all, I have never won an FT before in my life. And y'all, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you if how to win it or anything. But y'all, there's a picture of a beaver on them. And y'all, it is called the ALLATVILAG, the Allotvilag. The Allotvilag. Y'all, I can't wait to scratch the Allotvilag. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, there's three of them, and I couldn't tell you how much he paid for them, because I don't know. So have some fun. So have fun with the scratching, and if you win something, you'll have to come and get the prize for yourself before they expire. How dare you! The thought of the catastrophic consequences of you coming to Europe again. No! Those cards are not a winner card. No, no, no. And y'all, he said, oh, he's written the instructions in English for me right here. It says how to play. Scratch the 9 beavers on the top row. Oh, Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. Scratch the 9 beavers on the top right-hand side square of the card. If you find 3, I said 3, some of the same values, you win the value. The value, not the 3 amounts together. These are cheap cards, so the prizes begin from 200 huff. Y'all, that's 200 huff, which is more or less than, I think that's $7, if that's a, I don't know if that's a 7 or not, to 50 huff, which is $24,700. Oh, there are only 4 pieces of this high-scored prize cards around, so don't fuck it up. Oh, dear gussie had him. And good luck, or not. With lots of love, but no touching, please. Thank you for calling, Hat M. Bye-bye. And y'all, he's drawing a picture of bacon on here. It says from the lake, Hat M, from the lake? I don't know. From L.A., it looks like L-A-K-E. From the lake, Hat M, with lots of love, but no touching, please. Ah, dick, I said, well, Hat M, thank you so much. Y'all, that gives me 4 cards I've got to scratch. Dear Gussie, but y'all, it is a full moon. It is a full moon this weekend, and I know that puts some people over the edge. But y'all, Big Fatty has his way of comforting you all. Can you hear that? Can you hear that, Mike? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, it is time for a coupon that you're not going to believe. You're just not going to believe this coupon because, y'all, the Publix was a... Oh, dear gussie. The Publix was just a bountiful. It is a bountiful coupon time. Y'all, first of all, the penny coupon was the American cheese slices. You got them for a penny. But, y'all, you are not going to believe this. Big Fatty spent, now get this, Big Fatty spent $61.47. But, y'all, Big Fatty saved $56.31. Y'all, I could not believe it. I cannot believe it. Y'all, it made me want to get back in the car and go to the Publix again today, and then go again tomorrow, and then go again on the next day, and the next day.
Unless they're getting paid for it. I just can't even imagine doing it every day.
Oh, yes, you can save lots of money. No LFC tonight.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.